Well, good morning, Ken. This, I think, will be the first interview that we've done together in your third year of this 4-year expedition.
Hi, John, and great to chat to you again.
Okay, well, tell us to begin with, how was the journey for you from Sydney up to Anchorage, which I think was via Honolulu?
Bit of a 3-day epic, starting with a short hop from Melbourne to Sydney, then 10 hours to Hawaii. Ended up with an unexpected overnight stop there, as I'd overlooked crossing the international dateline, which meant that I took off in the evening from Australia and arrived the morning of the same day in Honolulu. Then there's a 5-hour trip into Anchorage, Alaska, arriving about 5 in the morning. Lots of strong coffee. Of course, things were made a bit easier by a very reputable international courier company shipping my trusty steed for free. Negotiating 4 airports and 3 airlines with her in pieces, I think, would have been an absolute nightmare.
Well, I can imagine that really is some nightmare. I think all I can say, Ken, is rather you than me. But once you finally got to Alaska and Canada, what were your first impressions of the place? And what about the jet lag?
I've been really struck by just how amazingly friendly, and I think genuinely so, people are. And just how beautiful, how rugged and wild the scenery is. An environment that really has to be treated with absolute respect. And if you think Alaska's pretty sparsely populated, half the people live in Anchorage, try Canada's Yukon province just over the border. It makes Alaska seem positively crowded. Overcoming the inevitable jet lag was a bit of a strange affair, compounded by the relative lack of darkness. When I arrived light until almost 11 p.m. It definitely doesn't help with adjusting, and I was pretty zombified for about a week or so.
Oh, well, it's interesting that you mentioned zombies, because I remember us talking a while back about a town called Barrow, right up in the far north of Alaska. It was a setting for a horror film that we both saw a number of years ago. Did you get any further north than Anchorage?
Not sure Barrow appeals, endless darkness for 3 months of the year, and polar bears. But with an eye on the approaching winter weather, it starts pretty early in these parts. I'd headed roughly east from Anchorage towards the Canadian border before starting the push south towards relatively warm climes. Incidentally, I think the film to watch, much of the story being set in Alaska, is one from 2007 called Into the Wild, directed by Madonna's ex Sean Penn. Still much talked about in these parts. An absolutely great movie, I think, with some fantastic cinematography.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Ken. Again, it's another film I know that we've both seen, but a few years ago now. The only thing that struck me about it was the incredibly sad ending of the film, though. But on a different topic, tell us about the kinds of cycling conditions and the wildlife hazards that you're meeting in Alaska and Canada. Is it, for example, similar to anything that you've met before so far on this journey?
Weather-wise, it's definitely been getting colder, but not unduly so. August in Alaska and the Canadian Yukon seems to roughly equate to a late English autumn. But I do expect conditions to change markedly over the coming weeks as the prevailing winds change from southerlies to northerlies, bringing down the winter weather from the Arctic. Alaska and the Yukon have given me my first experience of wild camping in bear territory. Did my homework back in Anchorage, so I feel pretty comfortable with living in the wild, keeping food separate from my camp, carrying bear spray and a knife in case of confrontation. Chances are pretty remote, but one does need to be prepared. But so far, actually, I haven't seen a single one out on the road, only ever seen bears in captivity, and I'm getting a little bit of a complex about it. I might have to change my deodorant.
Well, I really hope, Ken, that you do get to see your bear. I know it's been something that you've been really keen to witness, and certainly give us some interesting copy for the blog. Anyway, again, a different topic, and something that we've not really mentioned very much in any of the interviews that we've done, but there is this fact that you're doing this whole expedition for the Outward Bound Trust. You've visited various centres, acting as a kind of ambassador for them. But in terms of the fundraising, I'm curious to know how this is going, and whether you've got any plans to further boost the coffers for the fundraising while you're in Alaska and Canada.
Alas, the miles have flowed by far quicker than donations to the Outward Bound Trust. My Australian travel companions, Skippy the Kangaroo and Wallace the Wallaby, have helped a little, and there's been a remarkably generous donation from some folks in Alaska. But I'm afraid still a long way to go.
Well, we wish you and, of course, the Outward Bound Trust itself really well with this. And I guess it's something perhaps that we'll be able to follow once the 4-year expedition comes to an end and you're back in this country. So thinking back to the trip for the moment, what are your plans for the next few weeks and what's your next major destination, Ken?
I'm very shortly to head off for Seattle in the far northwestern corner of the main US states, what they call in Alaska the lower 48, about 1,000 miles or so through Canadian British Columbia, down to Vancouver, and then a short distance over the border. Lots of wild camping, I hope, as I head south, and fingers crossed the chance to finally capture a wild bear or two on camera. Despite some 800 miles or so riding through Alaska and the Canadian Yukon, I still haven't seen a single cuddly critter.
Well, good luck with the wild camping, Ken, and once again, for the viewers of the blogs and the Vimeo video clips, I really hope that when you do see one of these cuddly critters that you've got the camera on. I think our time is just about up now, Ken, again, I'm afraid, but as ever, would you like a final plug for the website?
You can catch up on my antics through the photos, videos and blog posts on my website, www.acrosscontinents.org. I'm always a little ahead of the blog, so I can reveal that coming up over the next few weeks, we have a few intriguing tales to be told. Dental dramas, night in a bus, riding with a fellow cyclist, Mike from Minnesota, quite a bit of wine camping in bear country, plus, as ever, interesting characters I just keep bumping into. And you can also find out more about the Outward Bound Trust and its work with young people, and make a donation online safely and securely.
Well, that's great, Ken. Thanks very much indeed for that again. And I think dental dramas is a big thing that we'll be talking about next time, having seen what I have done on the blog over the last few days. So good cycling, good luck with the bears, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again. Many thanks, Ken. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks, John, and look forward to chatting again next month.